With Be'ez Hashem starting Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, which discusses the place where you put the menorah, how many candles you need to light. So Be'ez Hashem, let's go. Sif Aleph. So a person needs to be very careful when lighting near his Hanukkah. And Chazal tell us that someone who's very careful regarding near his Hanukkah and near his Shabbos, then they'll have children or Tamina Chachamim. Even a Oni who's supported from Stoka, the Gaboim are obligated to give him Neiris to light. However, they don't need to give him the Mahadrim, Mina Mahadrim, which we're going to discuss soon, which is lighting more and more every day, which altogether equals loads and loads of lights. Rather, they only need to give him what the Ikar Din is, which is one candle per night. If the Gaboim do not give him, there isn't, for whatever reason, a charity fund for it, then he needs to go begging for it. He needs to go round collecting money in order to fulfill the mitzvah, or to sell his clothing, or to rent himself out. And with that, he'll be able to buy oil in order to light. But again, his whole chiyuv to go selling his clothes, etc., is only to mekayim the ikadim, which is one per night. Okay, so now what is the ikadim? What's the mahadrin? What's the mahadrin? Min hamahadrin. So the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it's sufficient to have one candle, one flame each night, and that's sufficient for the whole family. And that's sufficient even for his adult children, for workers who live in his house, right, live in help, etc. Because they rely on him. They rely on him for food, etc. And therefore, they're going to be yetzer with that one candle. That is the basic halacha. So then we go further in showing halacha is describing what the mahadrin is and the mahadrin. The mahadrin is that every single person in the family lights one light. And the mahadrin, minim mahadrin, is that on the first day, we light one, and then every other day we add on until on the last night there's going to be eight lights. Now, if there's many people in the house, then our minig is that every single person should do this. Every single person should add on extra every night. The exception being one's wife. One's wife does not need to light because ishtoi kegufoi, one's wife is like oneself. However, when in a situation where there are many members of the family and each one is lighting every night, then one should be careful that everyone lights their menorah in a separate place, in order that it shouldn't look like loads and loads of candles on a menorah. Everyone should light with a certain gap between each menorah. Okay, and even on the first night, where there's even on the first night, lots of each person should light in a separate place. Now, if a person can't afford to do mahadrim and hadrim, what's the second best? The second best, he says, would be that everyone lights, and everyone lights one night. And if you can't afford that, then you go back to the ikadin, which is just one for each night. Now, if the oil is very expensive, then it's better to light with... if oil is very expensive, so of course, the best thing to do is always to light with olive oil. However, if oil is very expensive, then it's better to light with wax candles and fulfill the mahadrim and mahadrin than to do the basic halacha with olive oil. There are those that say, though, that on the first night, a person should make sure to light with olive oil, even though the olive oil is more expensive, and through doing that, he won't be able to do mahadrim mahadrim on the other nights.